Yo, 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 Jackie Dragon, a.k.a. J Dragon 3000 on the ones and twos coming at you. How you doing? Yeah, I really wanted to be a radio DJ at some point, but I didn't do it. Instead, I did this. Working on E6. Looks like it's going to be the longest one yet. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. I definitely am. I'm having a lot of fun. I'm feeling like the time for some long-form interviews is close at hand. More on that as I get closer. You'll be happy to know that I put the news down for a while and feel much better, even though I've heard rumors of nuclear war threats. Instead, I'm taking the time to pray. To envision what this world would feel like when we've moved beyond the willingness to harm each other here on Earth. You know, really imagine what the world feels like. Kind of like what we talked about in the last episode. Asking ourselves what plants feel like, resonating with them. I'm trying to resonate with an idea. You know, the way the Hermetics do. To swing the polarity of the universe in a different direction. But enough about me. What have you been up to? I wanted to share that I would love to engage in more conversation around the podcast and its ideas. I'm curious as to how these ideas are landing and what's coming up for you out there in the audience. As you know, this podcast will never be monetized, so there's no incentive for me to advertise or take on sponsors or grow numbers, other than the deep desire maybe to have lots of good conversations. But that can happen organically, so I would love to engage with you through our forum on the Infinite Harmony website and hear what you have to say. So I talk about golden threads on this podcast, and they represent an idea that these topics are all weaving a web of understanding. Perhaps when you're in the web, it's sticky and complex and easy to get lost in. But if one can have the God's eye view, then the pattern of the web, the artistry and beauty of it are made known, and a deeper understanding emerges. So every time I mention this, a golden thread, I'm alluding to something I would eventually like to weave or discuss. So as you're listening and I mention these golden threads, that's a cue to let me know which ones you want me to follow. I would love your feedback in that way. This podcast is meant to be a dialogue between the church and the listeners. This is how we ensure that the church is always growing with those who make up its congregation, so to speak. It's how we stay relevant. That's the plan. Stay relevant. So let me know what you want to hear about. What questions are you pondering? Also, seeing as there's not going to be an advertising budget for this endeavor, it will grow by your recommendation and those that you know who enjoy the podcast and philosophy and spirituality and just getting down on some ideas. So the more you can share it, the better. Yes, please share this. And if you do share it, I recommend that you do so just like this. Take your time to memorize it, whatever you got to do, but this is how you're going to share it. Okay, ready?
Beloved congregation, I stand before you today, heart aflame and spirit soaring, to share a divine commission, a celestial calling that has been worshipped and whispered through the ages and now rests upon our humble shoulders. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters, for we are the chosen, tasked with spreading the good news, not just of salvation, but of the marvels and mysteries that our Almighty has unfurled across this vast universe. He so meticulously crafted, or she, or they. You know what I'm saying. Can I get an amen?
Joy!
Joy!
Can I get an amen?
Now, I beseech thee, let us not confine our praises to the pews on the sanctified digital sanctuary. No, let us carry forth the word of the Lord's grand tapestry, from the fleeting beauty of the flower's bloom to the boundless reaches of the cosmos, destined to return to stardust in the Lord's own time. Let's preach, dear flock, about the cycles of life and death, of creation and dissolution, that mirror our own life, our own journey towards eternal life with our Creator. We must herald the coming days when even the earth, our temporary home, will be embraced by the sun's fiery love, as foretold by the wisdom bestowed upon our scientists. Spread the word, O faithful, that just as the flower returns to the soil from whence it came, so too shall we return to embrace our Heavenly Father in His timing for His, her, or their glory. Let us take this message to the streets, to our neighbors, our friends, shouting from the rooftops that in this universe, every end is but a beginning of a new creation, a testament to the everlasting majesty and grace. Go forth with the gospel of the cosmos in your hearts, and let the spirit of wonder and promise of this infinite creation inspire all souls to look upwards and find salvation in the Lord Almighty. Amen. I say again, amen.
Got that?
That was for you, Jay.
All right.
There'll be a little more about that Stardust stuff in episode 6, the final leg of our Gaian journey for now. Beyond episode 6, I don't have a plan. I'm thinking maybe Scott Alexander's Meditations on Moloch. Pretty deep. Might go with the harmonic principles of polarity and change. We can talk about grief and its role in our healing. I don't know. Have an idea? Let me know. I started a thread in the general discussion forum titled, Where Do We Go From Here? So check it out. Write something. If you really hate forums, you can also just email me, info@infiniteharmony.org. And please don't spam me. We're a church. It's really bad karma, dude. All right. I'm out. Peace.